Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father God, that we arise and shine because our light has come and your glory has risen upon us. We thank you, Lord God, that your anointing rests upon us to destroy every yoke of bondage. We thank you, Lord God, that we are the redeemed of the Lord, for you have redeemed us from the curse of the law. You've redeemed us from poverty. You've redeemed us from sickness. You've redeemed us from spiritual death. For poverty, you've given us wealth. For sickness, you've given us health. And for death, you've given us eternal life. We thank you, Lord, that we are your peculiar people. We thank you, Father God, that we are your royal priesthood. We thank you, Father God, that we are your holy nation. We thank you, Lord God, that by your stripes we are healed. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord God, that we are blessed going in and blessed going out. We thank you, Lord God, that we abide in the secret places of the Most High God, and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and we say, Lord, you're our refuge, and you're our fortress, and you're our God. In you we trust. We thank you, Lord God, that we are redeemed. We thank you, Lord God, that we are prosperous. We thank you, Lord God, that we are the healed and the victorious of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that we stand in victory against all powers of darkness. And we thank you, Lord, that we are able to reroute and pull down every stronghold of the enemy and reroute every attack back to the sender, 100-fold return in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for victory and breakthrough. Prophet Naomi, let's bombard heaven. Let's open up the line.
I'm going to go to the hospital. And Father God, we sing a new song. For Lord, you are good, and your mercies endure forever. So, Father God, we worship you, and we thank you in advance for the deliverance. We thank you in advance for the breakthrough. We thank you in advance for the restoration. We thank you in advance for bringing down the strongholds. We thank you in advance for bringing down the bondage. We thank you, Father God, for the yoke that you are giving us, Lord God, for it is easy, Lord God. We thank you for the turnaround. We thank you for the family members that shall return to you. We thank you, Father God, for the protection and the wisdom that we are given in this crooked time, in this crooked generation, Lord God. We thank you for the guidance. We thank you for the direction, Lord God. We thank you for the wisdom, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for your righteousness and your truth shall prevail. And, Father God, we fall on our faces and we just give you all the honor. We give you all the glory, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God, for all of the things that are working together for our good. And we thank you for providing what we need even before we have need for, Father God. So we thank you for the quick and swift turnaround and return to your people, Father God. And we bless you in your Son's holy, magnificent name. Amen and amen.
And Father God, I just thank you for this powerful intercessory night. Lord God, I thank you for the declarations that have already been made for restoration and healing. And I thank you for the spirit that has been on this call. I thank you, Father, now, as I lift up our sister, Prophetess Sheila Wojlo, who has entered a hospital in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, in the last hour, and Lord has called out for prayer. And I lift her up to you, Lord God, for the words have been spoken and will continue to be that the enemy has no power over her. We release that dunamis power, that virtue in her to go forth, Lord, and that the enemy will not have any power over her. Lord God, I thank you that tonight she is healed from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And nothing can penetrate that shield that you have placed around her, that your angels are encamped round about her, lest she dash her foot against the stone. I speak life over her. I speak restoration. I speak healing throughout her body and through her mind, Lord. And I declare victory in this situation. We declare the blood of Jesus over her life. We declare restoration by the Spirit. There is no distance in the Spirit. And so, Lord God, we thank you for that healing virtue that is going into her body right now. And we send it forth in a suddenly miraculous release, Father, and we declare that she is released from that hospital, walking and praising and giving you honor and glory for it all. And I thank you tonight, Lord, for the victory. I thank you for the victory that is upon her life and that she shall live a long, satisfied life and receive your salvation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, Father, and we bless you for strength from your heavenly throne, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for strengthening our inner man, God. We thank you for undergirding us, Lord God. For you say, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon you shall renew their strength. Thank you, Lord God, for renewed strength. Thank you, Lord God, that we're mounting up with wings as eagles. We thank you, Lord God, that we run and shall not be weary. We walk and we shall not faint. We thank you, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds in every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. Lord, we just destroy the works of darkness right now. We just destroy every shackle of the enemy, Lord God. We just break the bands of wickedness, and every spirit of hindrance is loose from us now. We thank you, Lord, for divine breakthrough. We thank you, Lord, for divine provision. We call forth the new positions. We call forth the new jobs. We call forth the breaking through in businesses, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for anointing for business, anointing, Lord God, for innovative ideas. We thank you for the stirring up of every dormant gift, Lord God. Wealth is and righteousness is in our house, Lord God. We thank you for calling it forth. For the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, but is not only laid up, is being released to us even now. And we thank you, Lord God, for our elders. We thank you for longevity. We thank you, Lord, for victory over dementia and Alzheimer's. It shall not be named among our elders. We decree sharp mind and alert and sound bodies, Lord God. We thank you for our archbishop. We thank you for our Pastor Deborah and all of our pastors, Lord God. We cover them. We strengthen them. We bless them. We speak provision. We speak divine protection in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy to us all. And thank you, God, for this new day that you have made. We thank you for our lives, our health, and our strength, God. We thank you because your purpose for us, your destiny for us, is being made known even as we speak, God. We thank you, God, for your mercy, because your mercy endures forever. And Lord, I just want to remember Prophetess Dorothy Myers and her son, and I pray that all is well and that all will be well. We give you glory, honor, and praise, God. And I thank you, God, even for this prayer line on tonight, for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah, and for their vision. And I thank you for each and every person on the line tonight, God, who are listening in. God, I ask you to bless your people. Bless them with strength, prosperity, peace, divine health. Thank you, Father, for salvation and for your mercy towards all of us. And thank you, God, for your loving kindness. You are truly a loving and kind God. And thank you, God, for covering us, protecting us, and keeping us, God. And I ask you to remember all of the children who are out of school now, God. Remember them. Keep them safe from any hurt, harm, and danger. And I ask you to remember your elderly people, God, all of the elderly, and protect them and keep them and help their families to support them. And I thank you, God, just for loving us and for caring for us and for keeping us. In Jesus' name, amen.
And even so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks. Lord, we give you praise, Father, for being the Redeemer of the Lord. We thank you, Father, for your bloodstained banner over us, love. You are our Jehovah Nissi. We thank you, Father, that you are our Jehovah El Shaddai. We thank you, Father, that you are Jehovah El Elyon, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Father, we commit our lives to you, Lord, this night. In the name of Jesus, we humble ourselves, Father, under your mighty hands, exalting the King of the world. We thank you, Father, for our spiritual leaders, and the house and the spiritual leaders, Father, globally, Father, to Lord, the proclamation of your word that will go forth with authority, Father. We thank you for the mysteries. We thank you that you're unfolding, my God, with boldness to the ambassadors of your word. We thank you, Father, for being our frontward and our rearward. We thank you, Father, for the leading captivity captives. Open the prison doors to them who are bound tonight, and see them be liberated, because you are a great liberator, Father. We thank you for your anointing resting upon your people, Father. Knowing, Father, it's the anointing that breaks the yokes, and the anointing that lifts the heavy burdens from every shoulder. We decree the release of your anointing, Father, of every heavy burden being removed, even now, in the name of Jesus. We decree, let God arise and let all our enemies be scattered, Father, in the east, west, north, and south, seven ways. Father, even as we go forth, we thank you for your angels, Father, in camp around about us. Even now, Father, around our homes, around our families, around our mothers, Father, of every Lord representative on the line, and both those who far and near, Father. We thank you for the pillows in our house. We thank you, Father, for, Lord, the works of your mighty hands being established, we being your hands extended, Father, in the earth. We give you glory and praise, Father, for, Lord, for visions, open vision, revelation, knowledge that you have passed on to the lives of your people, even others, Father, and for the edification of the body of Christ. We give you glory, praise, and honor for doing it, but knowing it's not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit. Said the Lord, we thank you for the covering of your blood, even now, in Jesus' name, with thanksgiving. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And thank you, God, for you are the restorer of all things. For you are our restorer, Father God. Thank you, God, for the peace in you. For in your word, there's life in you. There's healing in you, Father God. And we thank you and decree healing even in your people on this day, Father God. Thank you for healing of Donald Kreitner, Father God, in his liver. I decree and I see healing, Father God, healing in the bodies of our seniors, of even our young people. Thank you, God, and touch Mr. J. Otis Washington in a special way. Ronald Blake, their health, Father God. Father God, I'm thanking you for even the opportunity for the seeds, Father God, trusting us with the seeds that we may bless even the ministries, Father God, the works of your hands, Father God. We thank you for that. We're decreeing open doors in this season for visas, traveling visas, Father God. Court cases are restored in a favorable way for your people. We thank you for the gifts that you have blessed us with, the turnarounds, Father God, in the hope that we give, Father God, to other people. We thank you, God, in this hour, asking you just to touch the mourning families in this hour, Father God, and houses protected, Father God. No foreclosure. We have no foreclosures in our vision, but we have covering, and we have safety, and we have protection. Thank you, God, for Zoe Ministries. Father God, continue to bless and move through them. And thank you, God, for our angels that are assigned to us in this hour that usher us through, give us direction. Jesus, thank you for loving us, Father God. We give you honor. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you praise, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you, even now, and worship you, God. We thank you for every life, even now. We thank you for everyone on the lines and our loved ones. We thank you for our children and our elders, even now. Father God, we just thank you for life. We thank you for love. We thank you for ministry. We thank you for giving us divine peace, even now, in our households, in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirits, Father God. Father God, those that are restless, Father God, allow a peace to overtake them even now, Father God. Father God, order our steps even now, Father. Father, allow us to dream and have innovative ideas and begin to have the boldness to move in it even now, Father God. We thank you. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. I love you, Lord, and thank you for life. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Next prophet. Prophet Joyce Hartley.
Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you, God, and we give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God, because truly you is and always will be, oh God, and without you, oh God, we are nothing, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for ordering our step, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for laughter, bringing laughter in our lives, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for creative ideas, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for the the strength that you give us, the strength that you give us to keep on moving forward in what you would have for us to do, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for you are our refuge in the time of trouble, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, that everyone that feareth you, oh God, and walketh in your way, God, they are blessed, God. We want to thank you for blessing us, oh God. We want to thank you for your grace and mercy, oh God. And oh God, we want to thank you, God, for blessing everyone in authority, God, giving them the strength, the wisdom, and knowledge to keep moving forward and keep moving on for what you have and called for them to do, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us and over our family and all of our loved ones and the ones that's around us, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of our soul, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you already condemn, oh God. And God, we want to thank you because when you arise, oh God, the enemy scatters in your precious mighty name, oh God. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Father, we know, Father, we thank you. We know that you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the continued strength to the Freeman family. Lord, we thank you for continued strength to the Kelly family. Lord, we thank you for divine protection. We thank you for our Master Prophet, Ibn R. Jordan, and we thank you for Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. Lord, lift up the mothers of the house. Lord, we thank you for love and joy in Pastor Mascarene Cohen and Shekinah. Lord, we thank you for the partners on the line. We thank you for protection around them and healing in the body. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for, Lord, touch someone's head right now. Someone has a headache. Lord, touch their head in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for healing, divine healing. We thank you for all the families that are gathered here this morning. Lord, we thank you for the hedge of protection. We thank you for divine healing. In Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, as we come before you on this beautiful, blessed day, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to live another day. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to breathe and love another day. Thank you, Lord, for the reverential fear of you, Lord, for we know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And, Lord, thank you for helping us to confess our faults one to another and pray one for another that we may be healed, for the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, Lord. Lord, thank you for the unity. Thank you for the health, peace, and wholeness and completeness as well. Lord, I also lift up Chloe Flint unto you, Lord. I'm asking that she may be able to go forth and do your will in the earth, Lord, for to stand is strong and mighty. And Lord, I thank you also for our leaders, Archbishop Master Prophet Ibn R. Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. I ask that you may continue to bless them and their family as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua Jordan.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Father God, because we know that this is the day that you've made. We thank you, Father God, for touching your people, Father God. We thank you for touching each and every leader, Father God. We lift up each and every parent, each and every mother and father, Father God. We lift up each and every child, Father God. We thank you even now for touching our elders, Father God, and healing them, Father God, from any sickness, Father God. We want to lift up even now, Father God, even those that are sick and shut in, Father God, and we decree and declare healing, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for the new thing that you're doing even in your people and even inside of the community even now, Father God. Father God, right now I want to lift up even those young men and young women, Father God, even in my generation, that they may go out and preach the good news and preach the gospel, Father God, that there is a Savior that is risen, Father God, and that they can have life and have it more abundantly, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for adding benefits to us daily, Father God. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Prophetess Deborah Gross.
Father, we love you. Good morning. Thank you, Father, for everything that you have given us. We love you. We praise you, Father. We magnify your holy name. We adore you. Today is the day in which you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to send out love right now to everyone that is in the sound of our voices, O God. We want to pray for our leaders. We want to pray for Master Prophet and our leading lady, Pastor Deborah. We thank you for what they do every day for us, for laboring for us, for holding us up. We pray right now, Father, for all the sick and shut in right now, O God. Heal them, Father. Bless the hands of the doctors that are attending them, Father. We want to pray for the people right now who are going through times with their finances and going through financial difficulties, Father. We want to pray for them right now, letting them know that the best is yet to come and to hold on. Father, we just want to say we love you this morning. We want to pray for the fallen people, Father, who are in ministry, who have fallen down. Let them know, Father, that they are forgiven. Father, please forgive them. Let them forgive themselves and let them use what they have done for the glory, Father, because we are human beings. But actually, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. Father God, we want to just say we love you. We praise you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
And Father God, we thank you for this great and wonderful day of all the things that you have given to us, giving us the precious thing that you have called life in us, God. Father God, we say thank you for all of the great things you continue to do in our lives. We say thank you for the children that are around us and our elderly, our seniors. We say thank you for family. We say thank you for friends. We say thank you for the network of our conversation. We say thank you just for bringing us of who we are. We say thank you for allowing us to be who we are in this world. Father God, we ask that you look over everyone, look over each and every home, God. Answer each and every prayer request tonight, God. Father God, hear our cries, God. Hear our prayers. Let it be pleasant to your ears, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for making us overcomers and conquerors, God. I thank you for the spirit of entrepreneurship that is on this call, God. I thank you, God, for new and fresh ideas, God. Show me how to increase others 1,000% more, God. Father God, we ask that you you break through and bring investment money, God, for those that are people are asking for, God, that there's financial breakthrough, God. Father God, we thank you for the increase. We thank you, God, for the peace and the victory that you have given us already in this life. We thank you, God, for every breakthrough, God. We thank you, God, for the joy and for the laughter. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. I thank you, Father God, that your word said men are always praying, never faint. And Father God, as we come before your throne of grace, we come before your throne of grace with praise and thanksgiving, Father God. I thank you, Father God, as your word said, the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. And I thank you, Father God, that you will hear every cry right now, every petition right now in the name of Jesus. And right now, Holy Spirit, I ask you right now to begin to prevail in the matter in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare victory and breakthrough in the lives of your people. We thank you for financial turnaround and breakthrough for the lives of your people, Father God, because we know that your word says that you are our shepherd. We shall not want, Father God. You also said that you said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. You also say that, Father God, that you will give us power to attain wealth in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree and declare that right now in the name of Jesus. You said you would give us seed to sow and bread to eat, Father God. We thank you for overflowing blessing, financial blessing in the lives of your people, Father God. We thank you for this, hallelujah, for debt cancellation right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you will begin to cause your people to become blessed in ways that they would even imagine, God. We know that your word said that you will do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask for things according to the power that worketh in us, in Jesus' name. And Father God, I thank you right now for everyone that is under the sound of my voice that has been sick and there's an illness going on in their body, God, that you said, Father God, that by your stripes they are already healed, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that you're healing your people right now. In the name of Jesus, bring healing and restoration restoration to their bodies right now. I thank you, Father God, for Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer right now. Touch and deliver them now in the name of Jesus. I decree it and declare it in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for Jehovah Shalom, the God of our peace right now. In the name of you, give us peace that surpasses all understanding. Not as the world give it, as you give unto us, God. I thank you for divine protection right now in the lives of your people and even over their homes, their children right now. Cover them with your blood, Lord. We thank you for the spirit of unity, love, and peace, and joy, happiness, health, and prosperity, Father God. Bring now prosperity to your people, God, in the name of Jesus right now. And I thank you, Father God, for victory and breakthrough, God. And I thank you for salvation for our lost loved ones, God. In the name of Jesus, draw them into your kingdom, God. In the name of Jesus, God, even the backslider, because you said you're married to them, God. Restore them back to their first love, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for revival that is breaking out all over the land, God. Touch every bishop, every pastor, every teacher, every, hallelujah, every prophet, hallelujah, every apostle right now, in the name of Jesus. God, we decree miracles and breakthrough in the lives of your people. And Father God, we thank you for victory right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
And Father, we just thank you, Lord. That Father, we will bless your name at all times. And Father, your name will be continue to be on our lips. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day that you have allowed us to walk into, Father. Father, give us wisdom, Father, to move and navigate through this day that you have called us to walk into, Father. Father, cause us to be wise as serpents and yet harmless as doves. Father, we thank you, Lord, for every prayer, every utterance that was on and heard on this call on today. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your people, everyone that is represented on this call, Father, collectively and individually, Lord. Lord, grant them the desires of their hearts, Father. Father, have your way. Move in their life that the way that only you can move. Father, touch them, Father, from the crown of their heads even unto the soles of their feet, Father. Father, we thank you and we lift up every prayer request, Father, in your matchless name, Father. Father, we know that at the name of Jesus, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you're Lord. And Father, we say on this call tonight that you're Lord of Lords and you're King of Kings. And Father, we give your name the praise and the honor and the thanks in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Prophet Naaman, you can take over the call. Give the people of God the announcement. Once again, family, thank you so much for being on the call. And we look forward to seeing all the prophets, especially on next week with prophetology. And also, we look forward to seeing y'all on tomorrow morning, bright and early. We're going to start our day out with prayer. Amen. Peace and blessings. I love you all.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Deborah. Our leading lady, we appreciate it. And you can always go to PastorDeborahJordan.com and submit your prayer request. Also want to say thank you to all of the company of prophets for your faithfulness coming on in your prayers and invite someone and let someone know to come on to this prayer call. Also want to let everyone know that we will be back here at 9 a.m. in the morning with our Archbishop, our Master Prophet, who will be teaching. Also check your emails. Is there any announcements from any of the company of prophets?
Amen.
All right. Amen. All right. Amen. Also, you can come back here also at 12 noon because we will be having a Pop Life radio show, Pop Life radio show. You can join them. They will be here at 12 noon. I'm going to say good night and God bless and everyone have a wonderful night.
Good night. Bless you.
Good night. God bless everyone.
God bless you. Good night.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless.